Thank you for calling the Organization of Staff Analysts Newsline for the period starting Tuesday, June 30th. There were two meetings of the Municipal Labor Committee this week. Both the Steering Committee and the General Membership meetings dealt with topics related to the coronavirus. The Mayor's announcement of 22,000 layoffs for October took center stage, and our lawyers and the more experienced leaders told of possibilities and prior history. There are no layoffs set in stone at present, but between federal aid, or the lack of it, state aid, or the loss of it, and the city's own uncertain financial future, there is concern. There may be aid from Washington, or Albany may allow us special borrowing authority at this time, or things may just get better. If not, we have set up a committee to work with the mayor's office seeking to obtain an extensive early retirement package. Harry Nespoli, chair of the Municipal Labor Committee, has made clear that he will speak to the Labor Relations Commissioner about the need to resolve open contracts like our own before addressing the city's needs. For that, he has our thanks. Another related item, some members have called in to inquire if our stalled contract would impact their retirement. The answer to that is no, unless the eventually signed contract specifically excluded them. The existing pattern contains no such exclusionary provisions. If we get the contract at less, then the raises are still due to them. Finally, one last related item. The transfer of our members from school safety and the police department to the Board of Education was done to satisfy the protesters seeking to defund or reduce the police budget. If there seems to be a logical disconnect here, there is one. What does police brutality have to do with the transfer of school safety officers from one budget line to another? Nothing at all, as far as we can see. We are concerned on behalf of our members who serve in the highest ranks of the school safety establishment, and will be reaching out to labor relations to ensure no loss of benefits or coverage. That's all the news for now. Thanks for calling, and call again on July